This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage your women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Hello there. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday to one and all under the sound of my voice. I am Trishawn Hanna, Coach Trish Hanna, broadcasting live on Guardian 96.9 FM dial. The talk show is Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna. Now, I have to say this a couple times because sometimes when we do have people calling in or texting, they'll be like, oh, what's the name of the show or what's your name? So I want to make sure I say that a few times for those who may not know. I'm Coach Trish Hanna, and yes, this is Your Lane Talk Show, and we are on Guardian 96.9 FM. If you are joining us for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to the show. This is the show where we empower, encourage, and educate women of all ages to help them walk boldly in their lane. The lane that God has designed for them. Now, thank you to the men that tune in and call into the show as well. And of course, you are always welcome. We absolutely love hearing from you. This show will continue to step out of the four walls and into media, discussing topics that you may not necessarily hear much about at your local church. All right. I just want to say this is not your typical show. You're not going to hear a bunch of criticizing of the government and the politics and who doing what and what the road ain't this and that. No, we don't take those things. We don't accept those things. And unfortunately, we may have to cut the phone off or not read your response because this is a positive show, all right? And it's open to one and all. Of course, like I said before, even though we do have a demographic, we are open to all who would want to listen. And it's a faith-based talk show as well, okay? So last week, we had a wonderful topic, Energy Budgeting 101, Take Control of Your Light Bill in 2026. We had with us Theodore Seeley. He is BPL's Director of Communications, along with Miss Deanne Deal, the Supervisor of Customer Services at BPL. And listen, they were on the show teaching us how to make smarter energy choices and knowing what we need to know for those who have not been tuning in or who has not tuned in as yet. You don't want to focus on just the holidays. You want to focus the entire 2026 and beyond, finding ways that you can conserve energy. It's all about saving money. It's all about creating safer, smarter, and more mindful homes for you and your family. You want to go ahead and watch that particular episode. It's episode 155. You can find it on Your Lane Talk Show on YouTube. Okay, go ahead and listen in so that you can save one or two little dollars. Okay. These tips that you need to take, I need you to implement them because we don't want to have to say, oh, I'm without electricity because no one taught me this and no one said. The whole purpose of this show is to ensure that we educate our people. There's absolutely no excuse for you when you listen to these shows because we bring the professionals, we bring the managers, the supervisors, creatives, etc., on the show to give you the information that you need so that you can go ahead and use it. All right. You're tuning into Your Lane Talk Show. I have to say that once again. And today we're about to shift. Remember the song says something's about to shift.
Yes.
We're going to shift some thinking today. Listen, if you've ever, for those of you who love God, right? You love God. It feels if you work hard, you pray faithfully, but somehow you still feel stuck financially. This conversation is for you because today we're not just talking about money in your pocket by itself, because money is good, but we ain't just talking about the money. We're talking about the mindset in your head. All right. We're diving into the mindset. Today's topic is entitled The Mindset Shift, Breaking Poverty Thinking and Embracing Kingdom Wealth. Yes. We're exposing fear. I can't wait to talk about that because I believe that fear is the number one, if not, should be the number one factor as to why people who actually have the funds can't keep the funds, or the ones who trying to get the funds, you understand what I'm saying? They don't know what to do with it, how to do it, whatever have you. Really fair or something, I believe. Mental strongholds is another thing. I believe generational curses is another thing. I believe people who don't implement the principles of what the Word of God tells us to do when we how to steward the funds that we have is another thing. So, of course, we have someone who's going to talk to us about all of that. This is not a get-rich-quick talk today, all right? This is a get-free-first conversation.
Come on, come
so
on.
After you then get free and set free, then that particular conversation or the knowledge that you receive from this conversation may somehow get the monies flowing, all right? But it starts from somewhere first. It starts with the mindset, all right? So stay right here. Grab your pen if you have to. Get your paper together. Get your book, whatever. Open your heart. And get ready, because today we are shifting into abundance, but that we're doing it God's way, all right? There are lots of ways that we can be heard today. So for those of you who may have a neighbor, a friend, a sister, who always talking about they ain't have no money, they always broke, they ain't want to buy you no gift because they ain't got ain't nothing the other day, ain't nothing, what they say? Man, I broke, man. things tough. That's it right there. That's it right there. Things tough and all these other things that people are saying. You know, Christmas come, you ain't give them. Now, we don't know. It ain't about just giving Christmas gifts all the time. But I'm just saying, you would be able to have a little something in your pocket to give to someone else if you knew how to steward your funds, right? So call those people up, text those people up, tag whoever you need to tag, and forward and share this page, because we can be heard and seen on, first of all, if you're on the road driving, call them and tell them. If they on the road, go to Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial. All right. For those who are at home, you can go to channel 969 on cable if you have it, and BTC Flow channel 612 if you have it. For those who have the Guardian radio app, go tell them, put it on, tune in. We're also on the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. We're on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, and we're also on YouTube, Your Lane Talk Show, all right? So there's absolutely no excuse. Share this broadcast and share it now.
Amen.
All right? So now, once again, it's all about mindset. But before we talk about money change, we talk about the way that we have to think. It's in our thinking. Mm-hmm. And so we have with us today none other than Ahmad Rashad Thompson.
Mm-hmm,
now, let me tell you about Ahmad. Before I even get into that, let me just share our sponsors, because that's important, because they're the ones who ensure that we're on Sundays by God's grace. Your Lane Talk Show, this is episode 156, The Mindset Shift, Breaking Poverty Thinking and Embracing Kingdom Wealth. And this is brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, YBE Promotions. Now, I got to talk about YBE Promotions because y'all who don't know Maverick City, don't know about Elevation Music, don't know about Chandler Moore himself. He will be in the Bahamas more, and he will be singing and ministering, because I don't want to say performing, with us February 27th, 2026. All right? We want y'all to come, and because I'll be there. Come expecting a move of God. Come ready for breakthrough. Come with a heart of worship at the I Shall Not Want concert. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be held at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street, Nassau, Bahamas. We want y'all to secure your seat and be in the atmosphere, okay? So the website to go on to get your tickets, because tickets are already out and pop in, it's www.bahamastickets.com. If you have not gotten a gift for your co-worker yet to put inside the stocking stuffer or whatever have you, or the little gift exchange, go and get that gift. They would love you for it. I promise you. They ain't gonna tell on you, and they ain't gonna tell HR what you did yesterday. All right? So go ahead and get that ticket. We're also brought to you by the Children's Dream Journal, okay? We're admonishing godparents. This is the time that you want to invest into your children. Is more than just getting the Jordans and getting the iPhones or whatever have. You want to invest in them spiritually as well. You want to know what the enemy is trying to do in their dreams to deter them, to hinder them from moving forward and progressing in the things of God. And obviously, God gives us that gift of dream so that we can actually hear what it is or know what it is, what they are dreaming, so that we can then pull it down should it be a hindrance to their destiny, or we can pray to ensure that it comes into fruition should it be a blessing. So this particular book, The Children's Dream Journal, gives you that opportunity. It teaches you what dreams are, what it's about, where dreams are derived from, etc. And of course, it helps you to identify the enemy's attacks and God's blessings, warnings, revelations, insights, destiny, purpose, etc. All right. The Children's Dream Journal is found at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale Shopping Center, or you can purchase it on Amazon today. All right. Now, that's once again, we have Ahmad Rashad Thompson in the building. Mm-hmm. And according to him, we know this, for those who know him, he's a person of value who values people and adds value to them. Absolutely. That's the only line he gave me. He ain't gave me nothing else. I said, Ahmad, give me a bio. Right. Bio, so listen here. Ahmad said to me, Trishawn, I just want to get this word out to the people. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters. But I can tell you, this man is a man of God, firstly. Amen. I can say that for a fact. He is no stranger to talk, because he talks all the time. He's on TV. He's on radio. He does co-hosting, all these other things. He does his own conferences, etc. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Ahmad is indeed a blessing to the kingdom of God. Wow. He is so intricate to the kingdom that God has been blessing him. We've seen the blessings. Mm-hmm. We've seen the favor on Ahmad. We've seen the elevation and the progress from where he's been, from where he came to where he is now. Yes, we've seen the doors open for Ahmad. And because of that, we could see where God has said, look, I can trust you with the little. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you ruler over much. And so I am more than honored to have Ahmad Rashad Thompson in the building, most importantly on your Lane Talk show. Yes, this is not his first time, but this time I believe that this is the time that lives are going to be changed. Mm. I believe that this is the time where generational curses are going to be broken. Yes. that poverty mindset is going to be broken. Mm-hmm. Now, because he's coming to shift the mindset of our Bahamian people. Ahmad, welcome to your Lane Talk
show. Thank you so much, Coach Trish. It's a pleasure to be here, an honor to be with you this afternoon in your audience. Good afternoon, Bahamas, and wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. Ahmad, now, I want to get right into it, because there's so much to talk about. There's so much to talk about in so little time. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I want to ask you, right? Now, when we talk about mindset shift with finances, what does that really mean? And you know, it goes beyond just hearing about money. Mm-hmm. We know that a mindset shift, as I've stated before, has to do with the way that we think, the way that we structure or perceive what finances is all about. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond just the monetary things. It goes into investment. It goes into generational wealth. There's so much. It's so broad. Mm-hmm. But narrow it down for us and let us know what a mindset shift in finances is really about.
So the mindset shift when it comes to finances is you reappropriating the way you regard money, the way you respect or disrespect your relationship with money. Mm-hmm. If we're going to talk about wealth and wealth building and generational wealth, it is not just money, but we can't have the conversation without talking about money. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, Trishawn, when you were around age 13, 12, 11, that is when your ideology around money was formed. Okay? Mm-hmm. The choices you make today as a wife and mother were impacted by have been compounded upon. What you saw, what you witnessed, what you experienced, and what you did from as early as age 11, 12, 13. Mm-hmm. And those practices sometimes carry on with us into our adult lives. And when you have been subject to someone, that could be your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your aunts, your uncles, family members, and loved ones, when you see their relationship with money, sometimes you adopt their mindset mm-hmm. toward money. And that's where you have generational, not wealth, but this poverty mindset, this lack mindset. Mm-hmm. That because I don't, I can't. Because my grandmother never did, then neither can I. And vice versa, if your parents were very lucrative, if your parents or your grandparents or someone in your family you witnessed just treated money as though it was not, they could just go outside and pick it up off the tree, mm-hmm. your mindset is also could also be shaped by that perspective as well. The fact is, though, that the mindset around money, wealth, lack thereof, is internal. It's the way you perceive, the way you receive, the way you engage and treat money. And when you have made money your objective, when you've made money your object of affection, mm-hmm. when you have replaced the source with the resource, that's when trouble starts. Mm. Because many of us are walking around treating money as if it's our source, when money is a resource God has allowed you to experience to do his work. True wealth, Trishawn, is being able to do what God has put on your heart without having to ask your money for permission first.
Say that again, please.
True wealth is being able to do what God has put on your heart without having to ask your money for permission first. Mm. Many of us have to refresh our online banking app before you can make any decisions in your life. Whether that's a God move or a personal, can I afford this meal today? Should I get gas or should I get some need for my children? Mm. When you have found yourself in a position like that, you are mismanaging the opportunity God has given you because he sent you to the earth with the power to create wealth. Not hope for wealth, not pray for wealth, not fast for wealth, but create wealth. Mm. Start with the gifting God has given you. You were gifted, first of all, let's go all the way back. Mm. Your gifts are not for you. If you walk around thinking that you could sing because of you, if you walk around thinking you could bake and sew and do hair and fix car and all these things because for you, you are misguided. Mm. You're mistaken. The gift that God has given you is to serve somebody else in the earth. Mm-hmm. That gift is supposed to make room for you. The rooms that it's going to allow you to enter in is supposed to create opportunities for you. That's where you go in and create, cultivate, manifest, produce, do something for something. So many of us have watched our grandparents, our parents, our aunts, uncles, and family members fight and struggle and live from paycheck to paycheck and consider that life. Consider that the way God has sent you to live. Absolutely not. He wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers. Now, when we hear that statement, Trishawn, if we go back to the mindset, we hear that statement, we see it preached in churches all the time, God wants you to prosper even if your soul prospers. You can't prosper first physically if your soul is not prospering first spiritually.
Come on.
I want you to prosper even as your soul prospers. That means they're both prospering together. If your soul is in the gutter, if your soul is in the trash, if your soul is not living for God, mm-hmm. how do you live in true wealth? Now, you can have some money, you can have some access, you can have some things, but I can guarantee you, soul lost, fortune gone as well. So the mindset shift comes with you thinking, what am I able to do to create wealth? How do I steward over this wealth? And how do I treat money as a resource, as a means to an end, to do God's bid, to do God's will, versus my Lord and Savior? I was doing some studying a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. Trish. God mm-hmm. was getting me all the way together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was having a hard time in my business. If you're an entrepreneur, you understand mm-hmm. that it is easier, you may not like it as much, but it is easier to go to somebody's job and get a paycheck, whether it's enough or not. The fact is you could guarantee that coming in every week or every month, you could make some stuff happen with that. But when you are an entrepreneur doing this all on your own with the help of God, of course, mm-hmm. and you recognize that, wait a minute, this month a little shabby.
I'm
used to this. and God, I was reading a book, it's called When Heaven Invades Your Finances.
Yeah.
By Pastor Jim Baker. The book is transformative. It is life-changing. Please go and read that book. You can read it on Kindle. You can read it on Amazon. You can buy the physical book. Please go and read the book. It truly transforms the way you see, think, feel, relate to money. Yeah. And in the book, Pastor Baker says to me, because I really believe he wrote it just for me, Trish, I ain't gonna lie.
But I'm on page 17, listen, so I think that for me too.
He says to me in the book, you have been mistaken. You have adopted the spirit of mammon. And I was like, wait a minute, I love the Lord. I serve God every day. I speak in church every Sunday. I know how to pray. I know how to fast. God is blessing me. What do you mean that I, his son, his favorite son, mm-hmm. is choosing to put money over him? Mm-hmm. And he says, when are you happiest? When are you most alive? When are you most at your best? Is it when your account is full or when your account is a little shabby? And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Could this be me? Could it be even that as I am, as blessed as I am, as evidence as I am of God's blessing and favor in the earth, mm-hmm. could I be mismanaging the opportunity he has given me to create wealth? Could I be misappropriating my source and my resource? God is my absolute source. Everything we get, everything we have, comes from him. Mm-hmm. He gives us resources to go about and do his work in the earth. Mm-hmm. And I, for a time, Trishawn, was mistaking. I would say things like, the contracts won't come through. I would say things like, this check won't land. Mm-hmm. This check won't clear. Wait a minute. Am I trusting in the check? Or am I trusting in the person who gave me the ability to get that check? Mm. And I say, what a time is... Are you kidding? God, it can't be that I'm doing this right now. And he said, son, come back to me. Because I've given you the gift and you are now accepting your ability to create as your source. It is not. It is a means to my end. I'm gifting you so you can go out and create, but that creation is not your source. I am your source.
Come on.
And if for some reason, what you are confusing resource and source to be, if the resource goes away, what do you have left? Just the source. And so your mindset shift comes from you realigning yourself with your source. With the source of everything you need. He is the owner, the creator of the entire universe, Trishawn. There's nothing that you and I have ever seen, will ever see, have yet to see that he has not created.
Listen, the earth is the Lord
and the fullness thereof. Everything, the whole universe, the whole everything, all the planets, all the stars, all the galaxies, they all belong to him. And if he is so omnipotent, omniscient, so all-encompassing, why would I, in my little... In my inability, Trishawn, in my humanity, try to replace that. Try to replace God's sovereignty with my humanity, with my little ability.
Ooh,
you have to rethink the way you treat money, one. Rethink the way you receive money, two. Rethink the way you steward money, three. Some of us right now have booked, well, right by now, everybody, Christmas appointment and book. Mm-hmm. All the hair and do, all the nails and on, all the lashes and on, all the haircuts and shed, all the cars and clean, but you still ain't tired yet.
Mm-hmm.
You still need someone to your house here. You still need someone to your pastor or to the ministry. You still need someone to an organization here that needs your seed. But you walk around here claiming being blessed. Taking this money, wasting it on dumbness. You done book all your New Year's party. You can be dressed right down. You done been to Shein 53 times. Just this one alone to make sure all your clothes land. Ooh. But you ain't sown nothing yet. The Father gives seed to the sower.
Come on.
Not to the person who keeping it all for themselves. The mindset shift comes when you start to realize who is your source, what is a resource, how should you be stewarding over those resources and sowing them back into the source himself.
Now, listen to me, Ahmad. You have me all over the place.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, you done cover everything for the day. We want to do things. You want to dissect it. We want to go piece by piece.
Go deeper.
I want you to speak as if you are speaking to those who are still on milk.
A couple of people can't get
the meat yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to work our way.
Sure,
and then, of
sure.
course, you mashing a lot of corns,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to... I mean, it's kind of good to do that, right?
This but is
you
want
to... Yeah, you want to be able to... For them to really get this,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Without being offended, right?
Well, before you move on to Sean, if you are offended, good. I ain't gonna lie. Here's why. Offense means that you know there's work to do.
Mm.
That's all it means. It's not an indictment, you know. It's not a moment of shame or who does man he talking to. It's a matter of, wow, I didn't know I needed this today.
Right.
And now that God is confronting you with this today, what will you do?
Mindset shift.
Come on.
All right. So... For those, and when I say offended, now we don't want y'all to switch the station.
No,
we don't
come
want
on, stay close.
We want y'all to tune in because
fact,
this is
car.
Some
park the car and get
park
set
on
up.
The side.
Yes, yes.
All right, because there's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know about kingdom wealth because you shared a little bit about it. For those who do not know, what is the difference between kingdom wealth and worldly wealth?
Yeah, worldly wealth is the thing that keeps you wanting more of what you can't attain, more of what you can't maintain. Worldly wealth says that you have to have 73 cars. You have to do exactly what your neighbor or neighbors have done. The worldly wealth is not going to last. Kingdom wealth is fulfillment. It is a sense of absolution, a sense of completion. When you have done the things that God has put on your heart to do, and you know, whether there's a reward tangible or not, that you have made the Father pleased. You have pleased God with your insight. You have pleased God with your will. You have pleased God with your ability to do what he said to do. But kingdom wealth is also being able, Shoshan, to do what God has called you to do mm-hmm. without reservation, without thinking, what will I get in return? Worldly wealth traps you. Kingdom wealth frees you.
Come on.
That's the bottom line.
I love that.
When you are working to please the God of money, when you're working to get more money, do more. Now, don't get me wrong. You need money to live. We live in a society where everything costs something. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. But when you have now replaced the source of your money mm-hmm. with the actual money, it doesn't say, I forget what the Bible actually says about money. Money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say that, you know. Mm-hmm. It says the love of money.
Yeah.
Is the root of all evil. Because mm-hmm. the more you love money, what you love, you fight for, you know. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Those babies you got, that husband you got, mm-hmm. fool with them. Mm-hmm. You will eat anybody alive for them because you love them to the core. Mm-hmm. What you love, you will protect. And if you love money more than you love God, you will do all you can to protect your money, but not protect your soul.
Come on.
And that's where you get damnation. That's where you get complete and eternal damnation. Thank God he's a God of repentance and mm-hmm. second and third and 98 chances. He ain't like me and you. Mm-hmm. He's all grudge and get mad and act weird. God sees us in our sin, in our inability, in our mismanagement of the things he's given us and says, listen, son, listen, daughter, come home.
Get it together.
I will show you a better way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God removes the earthly wealth, the earthly thing, so that you can come back to the one true source. And that may be sometimes embarrassing, may be frustrating. It may even be a little bit scary. But when you understand that everything you have comes from God. And when you start to operate with the things of this world, mm-hmm. you lose, y'all. You lose because you don't get happy. You keep chasing. It's like after your first, if you've ever used drugs or some illicit some substance, mm-hmm. after that first, it's never going to be the same. Mm-hmm. And the same is true for money as well. I'm not saying to you don't work hard to make yourself, to give yourself a better living or to really provide for your family. I'm saying to you when that love has been misplaced, when the desire to get more is to serve you and not to honor God, that's where you get into trouble.
That's the thing right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. That's the thing right there. That's when we place it. It's now become an idol.
Absolutely.
Right? And so we place that thing before mm-hmm. God, and then we wonder why we're not blessed the Indeed. Way that we should. We wonder Indeed. Why that there's no fulfillment even when it's in our hands. Yes, and then yes, we yes. wonder why when it becomes in our hands, it vanishes. It goes away.
Grammy say your pocket like sieve. Because you've taken the thing, and listen to me, God is jealous, mm-hmm. but God ain't niggly. Mm-hmm. He can keep blessing. Okay, and God is also a God of obligation. If you tithe, I will open the windows of heaven. I will pour out a blessing so much you can't even receive it. That is obligation of God. Mm-hmm. But when you sow, there's something different. Sowing seed is something that's something you sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Tithe is obligation, and there's obligation and agreement and covenant between you and God when you tithe. But when you start to sow, your wealth grows because you're doing it from the goodness of your heart, mm-hmm. even to the point of sacrifice. But when you start to say, hold on, if I give them, I can't get my lashes, I can't get my haircut, I can't get my car clean. Wait a minute. You would rather serve yourself than serve God?
Come on.
And so the thing I've given you to call, to show you as evidence in the earth as a blessing, you want to use it against me? So, watch me take it away from you then.
Ooh.
Right.
So what I want to do, since we're talking on that, because I know there are some people out there, and I've spoken to a few as well, mm-hmm. who don't believe in tithing per se.
Come on.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then there are some people who say, well, you know, the tithing is for the Old Testament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. They have their whatever. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say. I also want to include that, because you said tithing, you said sowing, mm-hmm. but I also want to include giving to the poor. I want to include giving to the widows, mm-hmm. giving mm-hmm. to the orphans, mm-hmm. okay, those
the
are
the least among prominent. You,
right? Those that's the least among mm-hmm. among you. Mm-hmm. I want to also include that even if, because I'm not getting, if you want to get into what that's fine, even if you don't believe, quote unquote, that tithing is for today, mm-hmm. the whole point of it is honoring God with your finances mm-hmm. or your wealth or whatever it is that he has blessed you with. Mm-hmm. The whole point is to, you fear God so much, and fearing in a way that obviously you honor and honor, you respect, love him, yes, right? Yes, yes, yes. You understand that this is what he wants for mm-hmm. you. Because mm-hmm. to be honest with you, I was in that rock and hard place time in my life when I tithe, because my mom taught me tithe, and mm-hmm. I wasn't even working. I was in primary school, mm-hmm. you know, whatever little lunch money I had, mm-hmm. I put mm-hmm. that 10% on the mm-hmm. side. She taught me that, yes. right? And then there was a season around COVID time, whatever have you. I was like, because it was a message that I heard from a colleague of mine who spoke about, hey, the tithing is XYZ. And I said, oh, wait, let me try this. And I did everything else what the Bible said. I gave to the poor. I gave to the widow. I gave to the orphan, all those other stuff. I sowed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, and this is me. I realized that when I honored God with the first fruit of everything that I had, if you want to call it tithe, whatever it is you want to call it, and I gave it back unto the church. And I gave, not only did I give to the church, but I gave to other people, some of the elderly or the people in my church, etc. When I did that, I saw the increase, the abundance, the flow. And so I say all of this to say, you and God, you're reconciled. You read the word of God and you find out what God wants you to do as far as honoring your finances, your wealth, etc., and obey that.
Yes.
All right? That's the best I could say with that. Because you, once again, you have some people who on one side and some people on the next. Ask God, what is it that you want me to do with the finances that you've provided for me? I think that is key. That solves everything.
Yeah.
You agree?
I think when we as human beings start to legitimize or rationalize what the Bible says and this part and that part. Listen, you have to be responsible for the gift that God has given you.
Yeah.
And you can if you choose not to tithe, that's on you. That's a personal choice. But you're gonna have to answer for that, right? If you look at a different perspective, God, Jesus said, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that's you done unto me.
Yeah.
If you bring the first, if you bring the first of your increase to the Lord, to the storehouse, you will be blessed. If you give me 10% out of 100, y'all. Like, God ain't asking you for your all, you know, in that moment when he will ask you for your all. But you could do anything to give me 100%.
Yeah, they fall out.
He ain't easy, you know. God ain't easy. He's lovely. He's kind. He's gracious. He's considerate. He's generous. But he is not an easy God. And when you start to nickel and dime him, he's taking a nickel and the dime.
I've discovered that as well, by the way. All right. So I want you to do that. We're going to take a quick break, but I had to put that in there because I don't want no one to say, oh, well, he's talking about tithing and I don't tithe or whatever. You go to God. Holy God, I come to you, Holy Spirit. I ask that you give me the revelation and an insight. This is what your word says. I want to go by it. You tell me what is needed for me to do. You told me when I do give that I do not give grudgingly. You tell me to give with a grateful heart. Whatever it is that you want me to give unto you, because sometimes it may not even be 10%. It may be more. It is that you ask of me to do, I want to be obedient and do it. Because you are the God who knows all and you see all and you do all things well. So I had to leave it like that because once again, once you abide what the word tells you to say or do, then whatever else is saying or talking in your ears means nothing.
Absolutely.
Let God show you what he wants you to do and be obedient to what God wants you to do as far as your finances.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And then after the break, we're going to get more into, you know, why is it that people struggle in their minds? What is it? Why is it that they can't store the funds that God has blessed them with? What are some ways that they could break out of that? We're going to talk about that right after these messages. Let's go.
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business?
Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com. Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
From Kenny and the whole team at Kenny's Corner, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay tuned for more conversations that you love right here on Kenny's Corner.
Hello, welcome back to Your Lane Talk Show with your coach Trish Hanna, broadcasting on Guardian 96.9 FM in Nassau, Bahamas. We have with us guests, Ahmad Rashad Thompson, who is talking to us about mindset shift and breaking poverty thinking and embracing kingdom wealth. There's so much to uncover and there's so much for us to share in today's show, but I was told to share the number for call-ins for those who would want to call, no problem. The number here is 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. 325-4259. All right. And if you want to text, you can go ahead and text the number 422-4796. I have a question for those who are tuning in. When you hear the phrase shift your mindset financially, what does that actually mean to you in real life? For those who are listening, what does shifting your mindset financially mean to you? This is your personal testimony now. You can text it, you can call, or you can post it on the Facebook or YouTube accounts. We can read it, all right? What does shift your mindset financially, what does that actually mean to you, all right? So, moving right along with Ahmad, yes, we want to talk more. Let's talk about fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fear plays a huge role in many choices. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common financial fears you see holding people back when it comes to, investments, mm-hmm, when it comes to working? How do you think people get into this mindset of being afraid to invest, mm-hmm, or afraid to just do anything when it comes to money?
Mm-hmm. The biggest fear in money is twofold. One, I don't have enough. Two, it's going to run out.
Mm.
That's it. Either you're fearful that you don't have enough to make do or to live or to invest, or if you do, it's going to run out. And when you fear something, it has control over you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so worse than love, or maybe equal to love of money, is fear of money. Mm-hmm. If I am fearful of a thing, you only misunderstand what you fear, Trishawn.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand something, you no longer fear it, right? Because you can legitimize it. You can think it through. You can analyze it and make clear and concise decisions. But if you are fearful of money, it's either because you think you don't have enough or you fear you're going to run out of it one day. And if you recognize that your source, I cannot deviate from this thing. Your source is limitless. There is no end to God. There is no... Oh, well, I got to say, I'm not saying to you to be frivolous, mm-hmm, or to be irresponsible,
mm-hmm,
but you cannot run out because he cannot run out.
No, hold on. You got to pause there. You cannot run out.
Because he cannot run out.
He cannot run out.
If your source is God, you will never, ever run out of source. That's never going to happen. But we have conditioned ourselves because of our practices with money, the way our families raised us, the way the world has been evolving over time. But if you don't have enough, you can't live. Okay, there's been moments when you've been broke. I'm talking about you don't have all your accounts are negative, mm-hmm, and you're still living. You aren't dead. I mean, that was rough. I get it. That was rough. There was a time, Trishawn, during the pandemic,
mm-hmm,
when I was laid off. I was furloughed from work. And I had, I think I had $24.38 on my account.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. It wasn't more than $25 for sure. And God told me to start my business. Now, sir.
Right.
you know.
Yeah, mate, mate.
That I know that you are all knowing. So I know you know what on this account. Start business with what, sir?
Mm-hmm.
And he and even Kiki start the business. So, and what he said to me, next, go buy some paint for this room. This room, I could care less about the room, sir. Turn it into an office. God. To do what in?
Mm-hmm.
I went and I bought the paint, Trishan. I said to my friend at the time, I got to go to Sherwin-Williams on Prince Charles. I can get some paint. On my way there, my phone rings. My best friend says to me, but can I get $400 for you? I was like, well, bye, Dingles. Yes, you do. Meet me, because I was going to Sherwin-Williams with no money.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where I was going there.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me at Sherwin-Williams on Prince Charles. Let's buy some paint. He's like, wait, what? Just meet me there.
Mm-hmm.
The bank was like $100. I buy the paint, the rest of the money. He said, go get the business license, go set up the NIB, and then bless somebody with $200. So, I'm waiting on NIB right now. They run me my furlough money. I check in the account every hour, Trishan, every hour. I call an NIB like a joneser. Hello, please, can you tell me my money? And in the midst of this, he's telling me to start a business. And so a seed into a stranger. God delivered me from that, right? All is well. A couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago, Trishan, I'm parking my car in the churchyard. And I saw a lady walking past, and he said to me, buy her a car.
Oh.
Sir, in the name of your son, I rebuke you. All the best. Trishan, I get mad. I got mad. I talk about blue mad. I walk in church, spirit cross.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to me the entire service. Buy her a car. Son, buy her a car. Sir, daddy, father, up above. Don't fool eye into that. Come from around me. Miss me with that. I'm mad. In church, my legs shaking. I surgeon. I ain't hearing a word. The pastor say, toward the end of the sermon, the pastor says to the congregation, you are in this room. And as you pulled into this churchyard today, God gave you an instruction. It feels impossible. If you don't do it, you'll have hell to pay. If you do it, you'll see him move in your life. I'm like, mother's sick. I go to the woman.
Mm.
I say, ma'am, I have to do something that I don't want to tell you. And I pray that your spirit don't receive it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Because I doing this out of sheer obedience, but my heart
is not in it.
Mm-hmm. I say, now God, what you ain't gonna be able to do is say, I disobeyed you. I can do what you, I hear you. I back talk a little bit. I do. But I can talk, I can go to her. As I'm walking to her, he says to me, ask her two qualifying questions. This is God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to her and he says, ask her two qualifying questions when you get to her face. I said, sure. The first question was, can you drive? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, do you have a license? No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Is your license expired? I've never had a license. 54-year-old woman. You don't have a license? No, sir. This is the instruction God is, just like our headphones on now.
Yeah, yeah.
He is telling me to tell her as I'm speaking to her, when you get the license, you get the car. Trishan has been almost 3 years. The lady's moved out of Nassau. She's not reported to me that she, I hope she's listening today. I hope by chance God is have on the radio right now, listening to us. Remember what God said to you, my dear. When you get the license, you get the car. He said to me, I needed to know what you can do. Because I'm not blessing you for you. I'm blessing you to give me glory through the things I've called you to do in the earth. And when you start to fear, because what I could have done was, hold on, car? Because he didn't say brand new used. He didn't say what kind of car, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, buy her a car. That could be any kind of car.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thought I thought was, if I take what I have, I'm going to have it no more. Immature, fleshy feeling about money, right? Not recognizing my source. But Trishan, if God gives you an impossible task, isn't he an impossible God?
Yes, he is.
So wouldn't he provide for you?
Yes, he would.
Wouldn't he send you an opportunity to be able to fulfill that goal?
Absolutely.
Come on. So when you change your mindset and you see God giving you weird, crazy, like you can't be serious stuff to do, watch him work.
The thing is, all I could hear while you were talking was, this is set up, this is set up.
Yeah.
Because that's how he is.
Yes.
He sets you up. He literally wants you to be obedient. That's all it
that's
is.
That's all
you know?
It is.
You're in the obedience. Once you walk in the obedience. And then I kind of sort of feel slanted with the person who you wanted, who God has asked you to bless for a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. One, it could have been her faith.
Come on.
All right? It could have been the fact that faith without works is dead.
Come on, dead.
So you going to be blessed. My God, come on, stop. Okay, I got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
God told you that he's going to bless you with something before the end of this year. Your obedience is what matters.
Come on.
Ahmad, before I my husband and I were trying to conceive, right? Mm-hmm. We lost a baby before we have our three, but don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. When that first one was lost, I went and I purchased baby items. Mm-hmm. Okay? I purchased baby items. I went this one time when the floating book, the ship was mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. I went and I purchased a book and I wrote in the book and I said, baby, this is for you and all these other things. Wow. And I had it stacked up. All right. My faith was beyond mm-hmm. what I was mm-hmm. able to see and yes, what the doctors yes, say was yes. possible or impossible for mm-hmm. me and my mm-hmm. husband. Mm-hmm. All right. It goes beyond that. Absolutely. The mere fact that God met me at my faith, met me at the fact that obedience, go ahead and do this mm-hmm. and do that. Mm-hmm. The mere fact that he mm-hmm. did that goes to show that if I don't go ahead and move through what it is that he had asked me to do, then whatever the blessing is that was supposed to have been mine, somewhere deep down in the dumps, in the gutter, somewhere, or bless somebody else, then have
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. See, we confuse, okay, God's word is established. His word says, like I said earlier, bring the 10% to the storehouse, mm-hmm. I will open the windows of heaven, I will pour out a blessing. So big. You will not be able to conceive, receive, perceive it. You will only be able to do something with it. Mm-hmm. That's established. That's covenant. That's going to happen no matter what we do. Whether we tithe or not, that is happening with somebody right now. Whether mm-hmm. you believe it or not, that's on you. But God's instruction, mm-hmm. Trishawn, is specific to you and specific to a time. It runs out. It expires. His word is absolute. It will never, ever dissolve or go away or come back to him void. But his instruction to you mm-hmm. is for but a time, for but a season, and for but a particular thing. And if you negotiate with God, you miss the blessing. He gave me an instruction. I begrudgingly, I'm going to be honest with you, sir, I ain't into this. Come from around me with this. And I sit in church talking about surgeon. But I am not going to disobey God. I'm not going to go against the instruction of God because I've seen him mm-hmm. as an act of obedience reward me beyond my wildest dreams. Okay? And so I'm doing this thing. And I also now, in my faith, I like when God challenged me with weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Like things like, hold on. That costs more than I can see right now. That means, bam, something's going to happen. You got to do something in my life. You're about to show somebody an example for me. You're about to bless me in some way. You're about to do something miraculous. That's right. And so now my mindset has shifted. When God puts something in me mm-hmm. to do that I can't physically see my ability to do, I know he's about to carry on bad with me. Love that. Go for yourself, God. Get the glory so I can make sure everybody know. Don't confuse it. That ain't me. That's God.
Amen.
I can show you now my bank account. That ain't much that. That's a God thing. And when you let God use you as a means to his end, when you let God bless you to do the impossible, when you let God bless you to be a gift to the earth, he continues to give you things to make you more gift to the earth. He wants to see you giving him glory through your actions so the way you treat, manage, respect, and honor money. Mm-hmm. Don't worship money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By honor, I mean steward.
Steward, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Steward it over, protect it over, make it, do with it what he wills or what you will.
Let's talk about stewardship then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that you do have people who receive finances, mm-hmm. but it, as we stated, you have it one day and then the next day it vanishes.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we steward what God has blessed us with? And we're going to also include a little bit of gambling in that
too. Come on.
Let's go.
You have to make responsible choices. I was of the mindset when I was coming up to Sean that this was before I knew God the way I know God. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about God. I remember I didn't know him. I didn't read about him. But I was in a relationship with him. And beforehand, I knew then money can't run out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't have it today, more coming tomorrow. Somehow it can come. I can go to work and I can get paid and I can be whatever. But I was very flippant with money. Swiping. Look, man, that's what I want. I swipe and I buy in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was irresponsible with my choices, right? When you poorly steward over a thing, God rewards you. And I'm using that word very mm-hmm. very intently. If you look at the parable of the three servants that had the talents that God, that the master had given them to go and invest.
Mm-hmm.
The first one took it and multiplied it twofold, threefold, fivefold. The second one did its best and multiplied it as well. That third one, that wicked, the Bible says that the master said, you wicked and slothful servant. He's an old dog, is what he really wanted to say.
Yeah.
If we bring it to Bahamian terms.
Yeah.
You take my money and try to swing me with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you the blessing. I've blessed you with it. And I've asked you to go and from the first command God gave human beings, be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Be and do. You did nothing and been nothing. I've given you this gift and you did nothing with it. I get, move from out of my sight. Carry
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And so now you're talking about stewarding or not stewarding a gift that God has given you because, oh, I don't want nobody, I don't want to waste my money, or this is my money, I can spend all I want to. You're absolutely right. But there's a consequence and a reward for what you do or don't do with your money.
I got to pause because sure. this downloaded to me just
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people under the sound of our voices right now who is asking, begging, pleading with God to bless them financially.
Yeah.
But you could do hair better than the people who have their brick and mortar style hairstyle on Bay Street, East Street, Palmdale
Come
and stuff. On. You could do hair on your porch. You could be a creative. You could do things and create things and post it on social media. Mm-hmm. You could do good. Your marketing is off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You could be a spokesperson to create commercials and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Your nails, the more you practice, the better you become. And you're practicing on your sister and your cousin and your granny and them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want to go out and invest in it.
Come on.
All right. Mm-hmm. The reason why God is saying, and this reminds me of Moses. Moses was talking to God, and God said, what do you have in your hand, Moses?
Start there.
So it was like, you start. And this is for someone who's tuning in, because this is important. God is like, you waiting on me to bless you? I've already blessed
you. I placed it in your hand.
You have it.
I fashioned you in your mother's womb, fully prepared, fully equipped to create the wealth you're looking for.
Yes.
But you're looking at me praying and fasting and toiling and even sometimes cursing me.
Mm.
Me meaning God, of course.
Yeah.
I'm blaspheming. But you are condemning God. He keeping you bound. He ain't this. He ain't blessing you. You do it for my sister, Lord. Do it for me. But your sister and your brother, them using their gift. And some people use other things. Me ain't going there.
No.
We should go there. But ultimately, God has given you some gifts that are supposed to make room for you.
Yes.
It says, stop. He sent you to the earth with them. Trishawn, every podcast I've ever had always said, keen student, but talk too much. Everyone, from preschool straight up to high school. Today, I get paid to speak.
Yes.
The gift of gab belongs to me. You can pay me to hear my mouth. One time I'm going to talk for free today, no, darling.
No.
If you want me to talk, pay me something.
Mm-hmm.
Do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with an ability to now steward the gift.
Yes.
Because don't talk to say yourself talking, but you talk. Are you making sense? Are you bringing somebody closer to God?
Yes.
Are you creating an opportunity for somebody to recognize their gifting and walk into their purpose? Are you solving problems with your gift? Or are you just being a nuisance with your gift? The gift could be used both ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To be nuisance or to be power, to do things in the earth that are going to create an opportunity for people around you. I have chosen to steward my gift and now steward the resources that come from my gift.
That part.
It's that part.
That part.
When you waste and you hoard, they're both bad. You keep it all for rain today. The rain and come down twice. God has provided. He's provided, y'all. There's no need to be afraid of lack. First of all, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not lack. It is a promise. It is a commitment. It is an assurance of God. As your shepherd, you will never be able to experience true lack.
Never.
Because you never. Think about it. The day when you thought that was going to be the end of it, the next day came. And you still pull through. You still make it.
That's a scripture that says, and I had it and then it left me again. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. That part right there.
Come
it's
on.
Like, you can't, and the children in the wilderness, they lack faith because they didn't think that. Remember, they was hoarding the bread and stuff like that. God said, look, I'm going to give you food daily.
Mm-hmm.
Each day you're going to come to me, I'm going to ensure that I'm going to provide for you. If you decide to hoard, as you've stated, the bread, the manna, which I've blessed you with, the insects, the worms,
birds.
Everything is going to come and it's going to take it away from you. What I wanted to say, because I was adding on to this, is this. That spirit of fear can stagnate you, that can keep you down, that can keep you bound. The same gift that God has blessed you with, all right, to have the provisions that you need, to have the finances that you need to provide for your family, to provide for you, etc. Get rid of that spirit of fear. That is going to keep you bound, and you're going to be and continue to be in poverty should you not break that and go ahead and walk in faith.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Faith and fear need belief. Bottom line. You can believe and have faith, you can believe and be living in fear. If you going to choose fear, first of all, I have not, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. When I wrote my book, Shifting the Focus, Trishawn, I asked God, why did you give us three things to combat just one?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind to combat one thing? It tells you how powerful fear can be if you let it be, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you can't be no punk in this road if you're serving God. Mm-mm. Power. God has given you the spirit of power. Call some things into existence. Speak your future into existence right now. Declare and decree a thing. If you decree and declare, it shall be established unto you.
Yeah.
I will never, ever leave you to suffer in my word if I send it to you.
Yeah.
His word will never come back to him void. So first of all, walk in your power. God has sent you to the earth with the power to create wealth. Operate in power. You can't be mean and be rich.
Come on.
Whether that's rich in money or rich in God, rich in love. I've given you the spirit of Jesus is love.
Yeah.
God so loved the world
that he gave.
Mm-hmm. He didn't send, he didn't borrow, he didn't buy. He gave his only begotten son. And when God asks you to give your only, your last, you acting up? You have an attitude?
Come on.
What you dealing with? I've given you the power, the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. There cannot be, you cannot have a sound mind if fear is in your mind. Fear is a trick of the enemy. It's a scam. Okay? And I said earlier, you can only fear what you misunderstand.
Mm-hmm.
When you misunderstand money, you fear it.
Mm-hmm.
When you misunderstand who your source is, you fear resources and the lack thereof. If I have given you, God has given you the power, the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind to combat one thing. Obviously, he is fully aware of what fear can do to his people if they live in it.
Come on.
Be of good courage. Be courageous. Fear not. How many times do you find him in the Bible? Because God knew. These people will see their circumstances and consider it as reality. That is bullrag.
Yeah.
You can't believe what you see or to believe what he said. I will never, ever forsake you.
Yeah.
I am your shepherd. You will never lack. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. That don't mean some days it ain't going to be a little rough. Come on. Jesus said, Daddy, it's only me and you. If we could let this cup pass, it's only me and you. Ain't nobody can know.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what happened in the morning. Only me and you know that. And in that
split
millisecond of humanity, he quickly went back into his sovereignty and said, you know what?
Not my will.
Nonetheless, Father, your will, mine done away with. If you recognize the pattern here, the model prayer says, give us this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
We get consumed on the giving part. We get caught up on the fact that daily bread is only provision. Ladies and gentlemen, God loves you so desperately, you will never have a day that doesn't provide for you. Think about it. This morning, you may have turned on the light and it didn't turn on. This morning, you might have had to go to the pump to get the water, or you went in your bathroom and turned on the water and the pressure was low.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, right now, if you put your hand on your chest, you live in. Somebody woke up this morning dead.
Amen.
They don't have no more chances. You are still here. Are you going to let fear and circumstance dictate the way you show up for your God? You're going to let the devil win? This is what the Lord said to me a couple of weeks ago, Joshon.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a Bible study with a pastor friend of mine in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit said to me through him, what will the devil get out of this? Come on. What will the devil get out of you living in fear? Of you staying in a state of poverty? Of you treating me like I am insufficient but I'm really all sufficient? What will the devil get out of you doubting and living in fear and worrying all the time versus giving me glory for all you have in front of you right now? What will he get out of it? And when you live your life, that changed my life forever, Tashawn. What will the devil get out of this? I don't want to give him nothing. I don't want to
stink.
That no good, rotten, filthy, nasty dog. I don't want to get nothing from me. And so if I don't give God the glory, I'm giving him the glory, you know. Think about it this way. If you're not giving God the glory, you're giving the devil the glory.
Yes.
And he don't deserve it. He don't even know what to do with that.
No.
You have been gifted everything you need to create the wealth you're looking for on the earth. But it does start with your mindset, one. It does start with your reverencing of the source, your referencing to the source, and understanding that he is only going to give you resources when he can trust you.
I love that.
God gives more to whom he can trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you suffer a little bit, come on now. Think about the fact that maybe God can't trust you with that more yet. Not that he don't trust you, just that he can't give you more just now because you still can skylark and do fool. If we give you the more now.
Listen, this deep.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you getting all of this? There's some good stuff, hey. This is mindset, you know. We gotta get him back. We gotta get him back in January.
Yes, yes, yes.
We gotta get him back because
for sure.
No. We're going on another break.
Okay.
We're going on another break. It's a mindset thing.
Mm-hmm.
As he has stated, because there's so much I wanted to say, but he was so the message, which is so juicy and heavy and filled with meat and sauce, that I wanted to him to continue. But that power, the fact that we allowing the enemy to take that power away from us when God has already given us that the authority. Luke 10 and 19 said, I have given you the power and authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. The mindset shift starts with first reading the word of God and applying it.
Come on.
The mindset shift starts with knowing the Bible says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. That's what Jesus said. So in order for us to come out of poverty, we need to read the word of God and apply it. That's the first one. That's the foundation.
Application
is important. So knowing our source, reading the word of God, and being obedient to what the word of God says can keep us out. And of course, faith without works is dead. So applying, doing something with it, using what is in our hands. No longer should we as believers go to God crying and say, God, I need this and I need this and I need that. And you're not doing anything with it.
Or anything to go and get it. What if, Trishawn and I, for visual, are sitting across from one another at a table. What if what I'm asking God for is just me, is accessible to me by me walking around the table? That's but I pray it all day, oh Lord help me. But in my eyesight, in my reach, in my grasp is what I'm asking for. But all he's saying to me is, son, get up and move.
Get up. Get up and do it. Get up. Go pick up your bed and walk.
Come on. Do you want to be made whole?
Come on. Jesus. Come on. Yeah, so we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to just get right into just about 5 minutes more into this. And then we're going to go text her. I saw your text, but I'm getting that, man. This particular text is a little bit controversial. Mm. I'm going to just touch on it briefly. Just real quick. Now, if you know for a fact that you were giving your tithes and the pastor is misusing or abusing that, I personally think I'm going to let him answer that as we turn back over, is that there are two ways that this can be handled. One, you're doing it out of obedience because this is what God sets you to do. That other person is going to be held accountable and judged for it.
Absolutely.
Or secondly, if you feel as if you are under a church organization or a place where you know that this person is not being honest with the tithe, I think that means that may not be the church that you should be in, and you should maybe go into somewhere else that you can actually tithe into that is sound, and this person or the pastor's fair and admonishes God and goes according to what his commands tell him to, which means that when you bring that tithe into the storehouse, let it be for the meat in the house so that you could provide for others in the community and those who need it most. Now, once again, I said I wasn't going to touch it, but I had to go there because I'm not going to read what was sent, because once again, this is not a controversial show. So just once again, always ask God, ask Holy Spirit, what you should do with your funding. You already know what the word says. Where should I take it? How should I apply this? Who should I sow into? What should I do with it? What find out which one of the widows, which one of the orphans you should give it to. Allow him to direct you, and you be obedient to that. That's the best answer I could give you. All right, let's take a break. Chris, you've been really, really patient with me today. Thank you so much. Let's
bless
go.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Come to John's on Rosetta Street or Carmichael Road for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we've got you and the family covered. Shoes, bags, jewelry, clothes, and even home appliances. John's has everything you need for work, church, play, or the party in your life. John's has Skechers, Steve Madden, New Balance, Nautica, Hey Dude, Patrick Ewing, and other trusted brands. A John's gift card is the perfect gift. So come on into John's and start your holidays off on the right foot. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
At the heart of every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices. Distributed by Thompson Trading.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. at Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Testing, testing. Welcome back, everyone, to Your Lane Talk Show. This is Coach Trishana, and we are happy to have Ahmad Thompson with us. We're talking about the mindset shift, breaking poverty thinking, and embracing kingdom wealth. Now, we only got a few more minutes left, and I want Ahmad to talk about this conference that he's doing. But real quick, I had to bring this up. And about, as I told you, once again, we do not talk about politics and stuff like that unless it's something positive or something that we could help to enhance the mindset of those who are tuning in. But I had to bring this up real quick. And it's one of my colleagues from Guardian Talk. He posted, or reposted rather, a video of a gentleman that was a little bit irate at the fact that, that's the word I want to use, the fact that he was given a gift from one of the I forgot what area he was in, but I'm not going to mention that. But there was a politician that gave him, or gave the household, a gift, right? And according to him, he's saying that, oh, that there are seven people in this house, seven voters in this house, and what is he supposed to do with this one gift? And people need to eat, and people need to eat, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just, this is not verbatim, but yeah, you could go ahead and see it, all right? Mm-hmm. Right? And so the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, wow, this person is very much entitled, or, you know, seemed to be quite entitled, you know, and I said to myself, there's a thin line between those who want to be entitled versus those who are expecting something from what the government should or should not do. And as we were speaking on the break, you also said ingratitude, which is powerful too, because of course this goes hand in hand with mindset and finances, because if you don't, you're not appreciative or grateful for what it is that you have, how do you expect to have more? So all of this goes with mindset, 100%. Thinking. Like, now you making noise, and I'm most certain that there are children, or could be children inside the household, who are probably thinking the same thing. Oh, I'm expecting my politician or my member of parliament to do this for me, and they ain't do that for me. And what y'all expect? Blah blah blah. What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
I want our nation, and I want our citizens and our politicians to do better. When you are an ungrateful person, it is difficult for you to appreciate anything, no matter how good or how much or how well-intentioned that thing may be. If you are coming from a place of ingratitude, nothing I do for you is going to please you. You will always think it's insufficient. I could have done more. What I could do with this? And then this level of entitlement, this false sense you've done nothing to earn what you've been gifted. You've done nothing to earn it, but you want, somehow I'm supposed to, you deserve something? What do you deserve? What do you deserve in this life? You, me, are sinners that God continues to expound grace upon, continues to be gracious toward and say, hold your head, and give you a chance to come to yourself and revert. You don't even deserve the breath in your lungs right now. In this one breath, you don't deserve it, and you have the nerve to kick up and carry on with someone giving you, gifting you something. They could have passed your house clean by and gone somewhere else. I was in my Jeep 2 days ago. And as a defense mechanism, my Jeep does this thing where if I hit a pothole or a part in the road, something in the road, the wheel kind of like locks up, right? And it puts a warning on the dashboard, check your so-and-so. And I found myself starting to complain about the wheel. Right? It wasn't even a split second. And then I looked up and I saw about 100 million people walking.
My God.
And God so subtly, but also so blaringly, reminded me that I was in a vehicle but I could press the button and the car will start. It don't come no click, click, click. It is turnover right away. The air conditioned pipe and all the windows go up and down. The seats can move when I want it to move. I can tell the seat to move. I ain't gonna wait on no bus. I ain't gonna sweat. I am in a moving vehicle. And I'm starting to think about complaining about the fact that the wheel is trying to protect me. When all I could do is say, thank you, Lord, for giving me this car.
Come on. And protecting me.
Protecting me mm-hmm. while in this car. Mm-hmm. Keeping me out of harm's way while in this car. And so immediately after I prayed that prayer to Sean, the wheel unlocked. I don't come out. It wasn't even 10 seconds. The wheel just, I say, Lord, forgive me. Family, I need you all to operate in the gifting God has given you and stop relying on people to do what God has already done. Human beings are going to fail you. Politicians will fail you. They will swing you. That's what they do. They have to also change. But I'm saying to you, if you're going to take this attitude of ingratitude, you realize that God is going to take longer to bless you, right? He's not going to gift anything to you besides what he's already given you. If you keep complaining to him about the same thing, God does not like complaining. He kept them people in Egypt for 40 years.
40 years.
A four-day journey. Took 40 years because they murmured and complained all Jesus' day. They make noise all day. And Moses, when I get to heaven, I see Moses, I go whap him. I'm sorry to say, I can see Skylark. Trishon, I have a gripe to pick with him.
I am on top of that too, but we only got a couple more minutes.
Don't be no Moses on this earth.
And people, you met with God. You
come
were
on
the mountain.
He
didn't
show you.
Yeah.
Listen, one last thing on Moses, which one before we go. Moses, the Bible says in the last chapter of Moses' life that Moses went to God. Moses died in full strength and in full sight.
Mm-hmm.
He was 120 years old. Not ailing, not suffering, not broken. Fully capable like me and you right now mm-hmm. in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed Moses what he would not be able to walk into. Because he let Mary, Paul, and Susan them carry on by. Get yourself together.
Come on, Matt. Come.
Right.
Let's come on down. Come on down, Matt.
Yes, all right.
So, yes. So, of course, we wanted to share that, hey, the Bible says, in all things give thanks,
on,
which is
Matt.
The will of God concerning us through Christ Jesus, which means to be grateful for what you
in
have.
Everything. And everything.
Right? The little that
everything.
You may have at this moment, just be grateful for it and watch God multiply
he
it.
Does
because
it. Gratitude,
that's what he does.
Gratitude, Trishon, is a prerequisite for multiplication.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, for anything Jesus did. He prayed for at first.
Yeah.
He look what happened with the two loaves and the fish.
Yeah,
two of fish and five loaves, mm-hmm. whatever it was.
Yeah,
Jesus said, "Thank you, Lord," and all of a sudden, everybody 5,000 men and the women uncounted, the children
mm-hmm.
uncounted,
mm-hmm.
fed, ate, and had 12 big bushel left over because he first said, "Thank you, Father,
thank you.
For this daily bread."
Amen.
But you're looking at your can of tuna like it's some kind of
like it's a problem.
Curse.
Yeah.
Lord, I have a whole meal. Tuna? On a nice cold evening? Look, man, eat that.
My grandma say a belly full is a belly full.
Stop freaking out and asking, doing foolishness.
Listen, all right, so we want to talk now, this next 15 minutes that we have at least 10 of it, we want to talk about your conference, the Shift Conference that is taking place in January next year, the 30th,
the 30th of January.
All right, so tell us briefly what exactly is the Shift Conference and what makes it different from all the other conferences out there.
The Shift Conference is, first of all, an assignment. Second of all, a labor of love. Third of all, a wake-up call to the kingdom of God. Satan and his minions are not fearful. They don't fear anything then except God.
Mm-hmm.
He's scared of God. He's scared of God bad, bad, bad. But he ain't scared of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he knows what fear does to you. And so he comes into your ear and talks slick and talks dumbness and reassures your fear because he knows where it keeps you.
Mm-hmm.
Both the enemy and God need your permission to act in your life. As big and as gregarious as God is, he is a gentleman through and through. He is not going to barge into anything you're holding him out of.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, he will knock, and he wants you to say, Father, come on in. I want the people of God, I want the people of this nation, whether you believe in God or not, to recognize that you have so much to offer this earth and God's kingdom that you cannot allow your circumstance to keep you bound.
Mm-hmm.
The Shift Conference is coming up on our fourth iteration of January 30th. Will be our fourth annual Shift Conference. And this conference is meant to reawaken, to realign, to reshape, to re-energize, to help you to get your shift together.
I love that.
Come on.
I love that. Now, I see that you have some powerful speakers. I have the flyers out here.
Yes, ma'am.
So powerful. What should attendees expect to receive from the voices you've brought together?
Well, first of all, our theme for this year is Shift Into Wealth, No More Cycles. Mm-hmm. We have been, Trishawn, allowing the patterns of our lives to repeat themselves. You're living the same year over and over. And I want to talk to a female right now and then to a male. There's a gentleman in your phone that you should not be entertaining.
Ooh.
I'm going to go there.
Go there.
You, every single time he calls or texts, you just bait off. You just draw your eyebrow the best you've ever drawn it in life. And you just catch a ride. Sometimes even the bus to go see him. Miss Affluent Woman, because you're not left out either. Big CEO, big time, big thing, VP in your organization. There's a man on your phone, potentially married, that you know better than going toward. And every day you just pray for God to deliver you from this. But you make the wrong choices every single day. On the backhand side of your prayer is a bad choice. And you're blaming God for him not leaving his wife? You're blaming God for him misusing you? Young man, there's a woman on your phone who you know, or man, you shouldn't be answering. But every time they call, you do the same thing. Bait off. Go to the barber. Borrow your boy car. Because yours is click, 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 click when it starts. And you just find your way in harm's way. You find your way in the same life. There's a person on the job right now dreading tomorrow morning. Cursing Monday right down to the ground. Because they can't stand this job. But God has given them a gift, Trishawn, that they are not using, not stewarding. And so they go to work bitter and soiled. And they go to work confused and frustrated, and they contaminate the entire environment. And they curse in the job, but they need that money to pay their BPL bill. The cycle that you have been allowing yourself to repeat year after year is an absolute choice. Mm. You have to make better choices. We choose the wrong things all the time. Mm-hmm. And God continues to send reminders of all the things that are right for us right now. And so our speakers, and I don't choose any speaker for this conference. Mm-hmm. Every year God sends me who he wants me to speak to these conferences and these people who we want to unearth some things in the earth. So we're going to have Pastor, Apostle, Prophet Lawrence Hardy coming out of New Orleans. That's going to help you to understand what's at stake when you do not honor the word of God and the way he's given you the gift to honor, to make more money, to store more money in the earth. We're going to have Mrs. Kiara Sherrod Kelly, who's going to talk about the topic, Something Has to Break. This can't continue. If you was a child of God, you can't be broke all your life. You can't be joking all your life. You can't be running from poverty all your life. You're supposed to be walking strong in the promises of God. Okay? Something has to break. We're going to have for the first time ever an activation segment at Shift 26. Mm-hmm. This activation segment will be led by a powerful young lady called Mrs. Odetta Martin. Mm-hmm. Odetta has created a platform, Trishawn, that allows, she calls it the currency code, that allows you to understand your financial wiring. She has created a platform that helps you to understand why you overspend, why you don't spend at all, why you are the one that everybody keeps coming to for all your man Trish, I'm out till Thursday, man Trish, I'm going to hold something until Friday. Mm-hmm. Everybody keep coming to Trish. And Trish keeps saying, all right then, see it here, all right then. The moment you get a bit of backbone and say no, the whole world, all Trish. Mm-hmm. Then you have those people who, right in the middle of all three, whatever they want, they swipe. You have people who are prudes and they're very frugal with their money, mm-hmm, because they're afraid it's going to run out. You have those persons who are, again, serial givers. Mm-hmm. They give, and then they're depleted and they're frustrated with themselves. You have those of us that are walking around completely aloof about what money's supposed to be done, what's supposed to be done with money. And you're going to have an opportunity in the moment on stage. Scan the QR code, take the very short assessment, and receive your wealth wiring code and your currency code in the moment. Trishawn, one of the three marriages end in divorce because of money.
Yeah.
Not infidelity, not the bad children, not the miscarriage or the family issue or the bad mother-in-law.
Finance.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
When you are unequally yoked with money, all hell can break loose. If you are someone who believes in just, you know, I deserve it, let me buy it, and your husband is somebody that says, baby, calm down. We have these children, we got to pay this mortgage. Man, listen to me, man. I'm a slave. I don't take the money. I work hard for this money. You will have hell to pay.
Yes.
When you are in business, let's say you are the person that sees 10 years from now, mm-hmm, and the person your business sees only today. That's incongruence. That's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
You could be 98 or you could be 18. if there's incongruence with money in your life, you will not be fulfilled in your life.
Stop right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Pause. I have to say this real quick.
Yes.
Unequally yoked, as you've stated before, can also be with business partners.
Yes, that's my
if
point.
You, right, you get involved with someone. It's 2026.
Come
you done talking about how you're going to try to do something next year, 2026.
Yes.
If that person does not give, does not tithe,
see the way you see money. Come
does
on.
Does not give and honor try God with their wealth, don't do
you're
it.
You lose.
Don't do it.
Cheapest you go in the business with the devil one time.
Listen.
That didn't make no sense.
No. So as we're wrapping up, sorry, go ahead.
She's going to do an activation segment on stage. She's going to talk to you about true wealth, about how to mind the business that pays you, how to mind and store over your money, but also to understand the mindset you have around money. Some people are scared of money. Some people think money ain't no big deal. Some people, again, are in business with persons who they do not see eye to eye with on money issues.
Mm-hmm.
People are divorcing because of money. People are losing their minds because of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Odetta's going to walk you through and understand your currency code that would change your life. When I took this assessment with Sean, it literally freed me. It is life-changing. We're going to have Bishop Neil T. Ellis, who's going to come and help you to envision yourself wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not rich, wealthy. Kingdom wealth. Putting it, write the vision, making it plain. Seeing your future, casting your future. And then Dr. Ann Cindy Trim is coming to Nassau, Bahamas for the 121st time, she said, to rip this place open. To beat the devil so bad. To release, to free you. To really, for the last time in your life, break the cycle once and for all.
And it's only for one day?
One day. Which means I am expecting God to move tremendously for the people who He has ordained to be in that room. You are right now deciding, should I go? Excuse me, ma'am or sir. Not you, sir. If you are questioning, that means it's ready for you. To see if I am trying to convince nobody to save their life. That's on you. I am a means to God's end. I am a beacon. I am a resource God is using in the earth. And one of the resources He's given me is to have this conference. $197, $297, $397 are the ticket prices. All access, VIP, and general admission.
Mm-hmm.
All access for the first time, we're going to have a conference app. You'll be able to relive Shift 26 for 90 days thereafter. Because I can guarantee you, it can be a heavy day. And you'd have to go back and revisit. And so for all access members, you'll be able to revisit the conference, relive it, reshape it, redo it every day for the next 90 days after the conference, up until March 31st, 2026. You'll have full access to the recording of the conference. We're going to have a closed-door session with one of our sponsors. I'm not able to say who they are just yet.
Mm-hmm.
A closed-door session where they're going to be gifting away money in that room for persons who want to scale their business, start business, just do something different in their life. We are going to change your life. On January 30th, 2026, I need you today. If you go and you register over the next 7 days, listening to this show, if you come across this recording on December 39th, on January 29th, and you see this recording, you have the access to use the code I'm going to give you. If you use the code LANE, L-A-N-E, today, or whenever you come across this recording or this call, you will be able to receive a special discount on any of your tickets that you purchase for the Shift Conference.
Come on.
If you go to theshiftexperience.com, T-H-E-S-H-Y-F-T-E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E, the Shift Experience. Shift is spelled with a Y because you are responsible for your own shift.
Mm-hmm.
Stop blaming me. Stop blaming the PFP and FNM and COI. It's up to you, okay? TheShiftExperience.com, and you register for our conference. If you use the code LANE, L-A-N-E, you'll receive a special discount on your ticket. I need you to get your shift together. Stop waiting on the government. Stop waiting on your husband. Stop waiting on your daddy. And do something for yourself. Walk into rooms that everybody's expecting greater, expecting better. You do not deserve to be living the same life, the same year, 10 years in a row. 2026 must be your year. You break the cycle and you shift into wealth once and for all.
Thank you. Thank you
so
much. Ahmad, you've been more than a blessing to us. You have shifted, and guess what? We got to bring you back.
Yes,
I'm excited at the fact that this event is actually in January. Mm-hmm. This is the month that everyone claims of wanting to have their New
Fresh
Year's
start.
Resolution, I'm going to have my dream board and all these other things.
Yes.
And then you see where they pick up for that first maybe 1-2 months. 3 months, kind of, and then after that, they go back. So this is very important that we start this these type of conferences.
Start the year right.
Start the year right so that you don't have to, and something that will cause the shift, that will cause the cycle to be broken.
Yes, to be broken forever.
That's the part.
Over the last 3 years, Shoshan, I have seen 8 women, and I don't know why God continues to do this in this conference, but 8 women get divorces.
Within the conference?
With no. After they leave, I done. Because I realize now that you, this marriage, this broken cycle is the reason I've been bound for so long. I saw a lady in the gas station in September this month, this year. She said, so, your conference is January 31st this year. By March 1st, I was divorced. Finalized. Done.
Ooh,
and I'm not saying to you, come get divorced at the conference. I'm not saying that to you.
No.
But I'm saying to you, that's the kind of transformation people are undergoing when they go to this conference, because I'm not having nobody here to say, hey, they stop talking. We're changing lives. Mm-hmm. We're transforming the world, and we're building souls for the kingdom of God. That's what we're doing.
Ahmad, you've been a blessing.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so
well.
Much for
God
being a
you.
Part of Your Lane Talk Show. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 156, The Mindset Shift, Breaking Poverty Thinking and Embracing Kingdom Wealth. It's brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching. You can go to www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for life and relationship coaching. John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, Children's Dream Journal. Of course, parents, you want to go ahead and understand that the dreams are not random that your children have. They're all spiritual. Everything is spiritual. And it's a spiritual battleground for them. Don't dismiss their dreams like Jacob did with Joseph in Genesis chapter 37. Protect your children's destiny this holiday season with the Children's Dream Journal, available at All Seasons Book and Gift Center, Palmdale Shopping Center on Amazon. This show is also brought to you by YBE Promotions. And put up their flyer as well. Get ready for a night of pure worship, true surrender, and divine encounter. The lead singer of Maverick City and Elevation Music, Chandler Moore, is coming. Come expecting a move of God. Come ready for breakthrough. Come with a heart of worship at the I Shall Not Want concert that is taking place February 27th, 2026 at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street, Nassau, Bahamas. Tickets are now on sale. Secure your seat now. You can go to bahamastickets.com. I want to thank you once again, Ahmad, for being a part and
thank
adding
you.
Value
thank you
so to much. Today's show and helping us to change our mindset regarding wealth. Thank you, Your Lane listeners, and to the new listeners, I hope that you continue to stay with us as we are on air every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Thank you to my producer, Chris, for being so patient with us
Thank
today.
You, Chris,
it was a smooth
sir.
Show. I want to leave you with this reminder from Romans 12, verse 2, that says, do not be conformed to this world, but be each transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Transformation doesn't start in your bank account. It starts in your thinking. When the mindset shifts, stewardship improves, fear loosens its grip, and purpose begins to flow. So this week, ask yourself, what mindset needs to change so my life can elevate? All right?
Yes.
I'm Coach Trishana. I pray that you were all educated, empowered, and encouraged today. Until next time, stay in your lane Let God lead the shift. Remember that He is the source. No other person can provide for you than God Himself. What is in your hands? Use what's in your hands. There's no reason for you to be crying out to God saying that you need money when the thing that He's given you, He's given you the power to obtain wealth, and it's already in your hands. Go and do what needs to be done. If you need help, Ahmad, is there a way that anyone can reach out to you?
Yes, please contact me. My phone number is 242-468-0192. You can find me on LinkedIn, Ahmad Rashad Thompson, on Facebook, Ahmad Rashad Thompson, or on Instagram, Ahmad Rashad Thompson, or on TikTok, Ahmad Rashad Thompson.
Thank you.
Find me on all those social platforms to connect with me. I'm happy to help you on your journey to sound kingdom living. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.